A new court ruling clarifies an old cybersecurity law. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Scraping data from public websites is legal. That's the upshot of a decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this week. LinkedIn lost its legal battle against data analytics company HiQ. The professional networking site argued it was illegal for HiQ to scrape its user profile data to analyze employee turnover rates under the Federal Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, or CFAA. Tiffany Lee is a technology attorney and professor of law at the University of New Hampshire. I asked her what the 1986 CFAA cybersecurity law was about.
So the CFAA is something that gets the heart of a lot of cybersecurity claims, a lot of claims of people stealing data, hacking websites, and so on. What's important for us here is that the CFAA has a specific limitation that says you cannot intentionally access a computer without authorization or exceed authorized access and then obtain information from that computer. The CFAA did come about before what we consider maybe the modern internet. So we maybe didn't have as many cases of these large websites full of millions of people's data and these large commercial scraping companies relying on that data. Many lawyers do not like this law because it is not necessarily super updated, but it is what we have.
In your mind, what should an update to the CFAA look like?
I think there are two ways that we could update the CFAA. The first is within the text of the statute, we could try to clarify specific terms like access. We can also clarify terms like computer, which is actually an interesting definition of the statute. Because computers have really changed in the past few decades. Now we have to look at systems like, say, whether or not accessing the memory of a small mobile device counts as a computer, or whether or not a website storage counts as a computer. In the future, we might have to think about something very futuristic, things like considering if you have data embedded in DNA, for example, or if you have different cloud applications, how would you define and delineate computer systems when something is very distributed? So it's a little futuristic and out there, but I do think eventually we're going to have to clarify what computer means.
So who might be cheering this ruling and why? I mean, I know journalists, for instance, often use scraped data for investigations and things like that. Who else could be affected?
So people might be happy about the ruling if they are related to, say, freedom of information advocates. So people who care about being able to access information freely, being able to use data freely. Artists, journalists, writers, people who are involved with libraries or archives. There are also some people who may be upset about the ruling because perhaps there might be some privacy issues at play. Maybe this ruling doesn't protect the privacy of the LinkedIn users.
For the average person that is interacting with the internet, you know, has a profile on LinkedIn, Facebook, social media, etc., what does this ruling mean? Does it change at all how we understand how we interact with these services?
Your information might not be as private as you think it is. Anyone's social media profile could be used by pretty much any company out there. And it could be someone who is relatively good faith, you know, like HiQ arguably is, or it could be a company like Clearview AI. They have scraped, you know, millions, perhaps billions right now of face photos for use in facial recognition technology, and we're not completely sure who they sell that technology to. But aside from that, in general, there isn't any direct immediate impact, but we should be considering these privacy issues.
Tiffany Lee is a law professor at the University of New Hampshire. And now for some related links. For more on the implications of the ruling in the LinkedIn case, we've got coverage from TechCrunch. It points out the decision is a win for archivists and researchers, and that in the absence of this case law, long-running projects to archive websites that have gone offline and efforts to use publicly available web data for academic research have been in legal limbo. Of course, as Tiffany Lee noted, scraped data can have some more controversial applications. She mentioned a facial recognition software company called Clearview AI, which the New York Times dug into back in 2020. Clearview uses billions of photos scraped from Facebook, YouTube, and dozens of other sites to train its facial recognition AI. The Times reported it was being used by more than 600 law enforcement agencies and multiple private companies for security purposes. As for the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which Tiffany Lee said could probably use some updating, it's coming up in the current discourse on Netflix and its password sharing problem. The practice, apparently, could maybe be considered a federal crime under the CFAA. A 2016 Ninth Circuit court ruling found sharing of employee login information did violate that law and was widely interpreted as a threat to streaming freeloaders. Plenty of legal analysis, like one from cybersecurity professor Josephine Wolf in Slate, threw cold water on that alarmism. But she pointed out, when it comes to the outdated CFAA, legal questions almost never have clear answers. So, moochers, you've been warned. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman and Gary O'Keefe are our engineers. Amanda Peacher edits the show. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.